This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And as we kick off, one of the things we have to work with data. Data is what drives a whole lot of things. Sometimes lack of data. Tracking crime statistics and whether or not crime is rising or falling in the United States. That's getting harder to do. We can't get a national look at it because a third of America's cities are no longer reporting crime stats to the FBI. And this is more than just a problem for policymakers looking for data to address the cities most in need of assistance. It also means that some policymakers are going to make some bad policy because they're relying on incomplete data. The Marshall Project reported that 31% of the 18,000 law enforcement agencies across the U.S. failed to report crime data to the FBI's national database after transitioning to a new data collection system, according to the latest statistics from the FBI. That's a slight improvement from 2021, when 40% of law enforcement agencies didn't report crime data. But it's a big blind spot, especially when the data is missing from some of the largest metro areas dealing with the rampant out-of-control crime. And if you look at the places that are, like Florida, 49 out of 633 are reporting. Pennsylvania, 126 out of 1,392. California, 356 out of 721. New York, 141 out of 583. So, to put it in perspective, 20 million people in California, we don't know what's happened to them. Now, many of the cities where this is happening, they all happen to be led by the loudest voices calling for gun control, defunding the police and assault on crime policy. And this trifecta means that gun control politicians are missing a third of the crime picture, yet demanding 100% of the gun control. Which is typical behavior for zealots who favor government control over individual freedom. Of the 24% of New York's police departments that set their crime data to the FBI, the NYPD failed to report any of their data. That's a pretty big agency. Pennsylvania was worth for just 9% of police departments reporting crime data to the FBI. Maryland police agencies reported just 38% of the time, with 65 of the 170. California came in with just 49%, less than half. But that includes missing from the list were reports from L.A., from the L.A. Police Department, the L.A. Sheriff's Office, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, Riverside, Sacramento, and both the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office and Police Department. Illinois crime data submitted to the FBI in 2022 was only slightly better, with 52% of police agencies reporting. And there, 464 of the 885 law enforcement agencies submitted data. Chicago's police department fully reported, but the neighboring Lake County Sheriff's Office and DuPage County Sheriff's Office didn't report any data. New Jersey tied Illinois at 52%. And just 301 of the 574 in law enforcement agencies sent the FBI crime data for 2022. Patterson, Woodbridge, Edison, Clifton, Trenton, and Hamden didn't send any data. Florida was the worst. They sent just 8% of law enforcement agencies in. The ones that, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, Orange County Sheriff's Office, and Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office didn't report any crime data. Neither did Orlando PD or Fort Lauderdale PD. Florida is sort of an outlier, and apart from Florida, there's a common thread among the states with the lowest reporting of the crime data to the FBI. These are also the states that host cities with headline-grabbing criminal episodes and public officials reluctant to crack down on them. They aren't shy in calling for gun control, though. Kathy Hochul was all too willing to sign into law a package of gun control bills after the restrictive concealed carry laws were struck down by the Bruin decision. The laws there now are even more confusing and crippling than before, including measures zoning off entire swaths of the state as sensitive places to deny permit holders from carrying a concealed weapon. They also plan on enforcing ammunition background checks, too, which can't be completed by the FBI. And meanwhile, Alvin Bragg admitted that crime is so bad in New York City that he's afraid to ride the subway. Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro has never been shy about demanding more gun control, and yet he's been silent about his own failure to address rampant crime when he was the Commonwealth's Attorney General. Instead of demanding tougher action from soft-on-crime district attorneys like Larry Krasner, he closed ranks with him demanding gun control, but is silent on criminals walking free. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore recently took office and signed laws restricting where concealed carry permit holders could be armed and raised fees for those permits. And he said at the time, in Maryland, we refuse to say these problems are too big or too rough. We will act, and that's exactly what today represents. On crime, though, they're still going soft. They're proposing a bill earlier this year that would block felony murder charges for anyone under 21. And Gavin Newsom proposed the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution that would gut the right of the people to keep and bear arms. He's still blaming guns, while residents in San Francisco and L.A. are still being crushed. Illinois' Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law earlier this year to ban the AR-15, and that's being challenged by the NSSF, and he's expected to sign a new law banning First Amendment-protected free speech by banning firearm ads that might look pretty to a kid. And he's quick to blame the firearm industry and attack Second Amendment rights, along with First Amendment rights. And criminals, that's a different matter. He just ended cash bail. Critics warn that this puts dangerous and violent criminals back on the street. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy attempted to throttle firearm sales during the COVID-19 pandemic until he was forced by the courts to relent. He signed laws to allow frivolous lawsuits against the firearm industry for crimes committed by remote third parties. That case was challenged by the NSSF and enjoined while it was being heard. And the first step in correcting a problem is to identify the problem. And when they fail to report their crime statistics, it leads to a false sense of progress. And the crime isn't going away, just the reporting. They're trying to solve problems by ignoring them. And they're trying to ignore missing reports to the FBI. And they're only sweeping the problems under a rug of gun control demands, which that leads nowhere. Leads to nothing. But it is one of those things that these blue states are, they're known for this because they're not cracking down on crime. They're not going after the people. And this whole thing about not charging people with felony murder under 25... So a 24-year-old can kill you, and he's not going to be charged with felony murder? What are we doing here? I guess now if you're 24, between 24 and 2, you're a child. That's what they're trying to say. All part of everything that they do on a regular basis. While they just, what they're doing now is just not admitting to what's going on while they push the gun control lexicon upon their people, and they just double down and become more of the same. Don't ever expect these guys to lurch to the right either. They're never going to do that. That's never going to happen. It's always about the gun. That's always the villain. Got to have a villain. I'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Several Democratic senators that are up for re-election in 2024 are pushing back against this policy that has just been enacted, where they're going to stop funding going to schools, where they're rolling back things like archery and sports and not sports, I'm talking about hunting, that kind of thing. And the Democratic senators that are pushing back, they all voted for it. They all made it possible. The Education Department confirmed that in late July, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act passed in 2022 allows it to block federal funding for archery, hunting, and gun safety units in physical education classes. Legislation is supported by 15 Republicans and all 50 Democrats prohibits federal funding from going to programs that provide training in the use of a dangerous weapon. And three Democrats who have voted for it, have spoken out against the move, which Biden administration told Fox News was required by law. And it is. It's required by law now. Thanks to these guys. Montana Senator John Tester tweeted August the 2nd, any reduction of federal support by the Biden administration for these school programs is unacceptable. And he later submitted a letter to Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying that the department misinterpreted the statute. And he said, hunting and shooting sports are part of our Montana way of life, and our schools have long offered safety courses that play a major role in teaching personal responsibility. Any reduction of federal support by the Biden administration for these school programs is unacceptable. Independent Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who caucuses with the Democrats, and Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin also pushed back on the funding cut. Spokesperson for Sinema said that the Education Department ignored congressional intent, while Manchin blasts the administration's radical agenda and blatant disregard for the law. All three of them are facing challenging re-election bids, and Manchin, considered the most endangered incumbent senator, has not yet announced whether or not he will seek a third term, representing a state that Trump won by 39 points in 2020. Polls have shown Governor Jim Justice leading Manchin by as many as 22 points, and the Democrat has pointedly refused to rule out a primary challenge to President Joe Biden rather than returning to the Senate. Tester, seeking a fourth term, is likely to face off against businessman and former Navy SEAL Tim Sihe, who has garnered support from the state's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. GOP Senator Steve Daines, who leads the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and GOP Representative Ryan Zinke. Tester defeated Matt Rosendale, the then state auditor and now congressman, by 3.5 points in 2018. Sinema left the Democratic Party in December after voting to maintain the filibuster and opposing key left-wing priorities like a $15 minimum wage. Democratic Arizona Representative Ruben Gallego has announced his campaign for her seat in January. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamazar declared his candidacy on the Republican side and 2022 gubernatorial candidates Carrie Lake and Karen Taylor Robson are now also considering bids. This is the thing about laws. Laws are never good. Let me explain what I'm saying. Any law that is passed is going to be abused. By this administration, they're going to abuse it. No matter what it is, no matter how good, bad, or indifferent it is, they're going to abuse it. Which means they're going to abuse you. It's not something that is not hard to figure out. It's actually quite easy to figure out if you think about it. In terms, very easy terms, if you will, in terms to consider, please, if you will, think of this. And let's look at red flag laws, for example. Red flag laws, now, of course, they have. Red flag laws are passed supposedly with the best intent at heart. We're going to go after the people that are going to hurt other people, right? But they're not going after the people. They leave the people on the street. Now, the reason they do that way is because it is easier to do that than it is to take the people off the street. Legitimately, Let me throw that in there. It's easier to do this legitimately. And it's only made legitimate by the fact that they get out there and say, okay, well, you know, this is what we're doing is we're trying to stop violence before it occurs. Like it's a minority report. But it's not. Sooner or later, one of these things is going to find its way to the Supreme Court. Somebody's going to sue over this, and then we'll see where it gets. But that's the thing. Anytime they pass a law, somebody's going to get in there, they're going to interpret it in a way, and then they're going to say, by law, I have to do it. Why do we continue to see this happen? Well, I know why we continue to see this happen. This is them doing something, right? This is them saying, well, we have to do something. So this is them doing something. By them doing it, they solve no issues. There's no issue solved here doing this. This actually creates an issue. In any event, I find it interesting that these guys voted for this. And it's almost like they didn't read it. Huh. It's almost like they didn't read the bill that was put before them. Because when you look at the primary two things that they're looking for, they're looking to bribe states to pass red flag laws. And they're looking to, they want enhanced background checks for individuals 18 to 20 on long guns. Which what that means is you'll go in to buy the gun, you'll pay for the gun, and then you got to wait 10 days. They're not actually doing anything. They already know. They're able to hold you up bureaucratically, and so you got to wait 10 days. That's what everybody thought the marquee pieces of the bill were. And, of course, it built into this bill is this, now where they're going to defund program, well, they're just going to stop funding schools for programs that teach people how to shoot a bow and arrow. Firearm safety, hunting safety, you know. I get it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. There are questions being raised about the newly appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigations. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's happy with the idea of the appointment, but he is surprised that it is Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss.
Short answer to your question is, it's about time. On the other hand, I have some question about Weiss doing it.
Republicans have accused the Justice Department of giving Hunter preferential treatment in the case by offering him a sweetheart deal. The last last Voyage of the Demeter is setting sail at the box office. The horror film that features Dracula netted $750,000 from Thursday previews at North American theaters. It's expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its first weekend against a budget of $45 million. Meanwhile, Barbie is expected to take first place for the fourth straight week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Thanks. Pardon my throat. Whatever's going on with it. Must be the Bradford pear tree outside that I love so much. Talking about red flag laws. Right now, Tennessee is set to convene a special legislative session intended to pass Governor Bill Lee's red flag law. And there's going to be a lot of debate about the efficacy of these laws. And this is all in relation to Audra Hale. Now, as you might expect, there's a lot of problems with incarnations of these laws. Most threw due process out the window. Strip you of your right to keep and bear arms before the judge even lays eyes upon your poor soul. Now, Lee's proposal skips this step at least, but that brings us to the second problem. Red flag laws leave potentially dangerous people walking around free as a bird, free to commit all manner of atrocity, even if their guns were taken. You don't need a gun for an atrocity. And as a result, they either don't report troubling behavior or they simply think trouble is done. You don't think that happens? Think again. The charges unsealed Tuesday against Michelle Burka, 56, come after her son Randall Burka II was arrested on March and charged with illegally possessing guns. Federal prosecutors say he made death threats on social media against the president and the governor, as well as people in the LGBTQ community. Authorities say Michelle Burka knowingly lied when she bought five guns that were eventually given to another person, according to an indictment unsealed in federal court Tuesday and first reported by the Detroit News. And while it's dated, it does not name Burka who she gave the guns to. Her son was arrested with four of the same firearms in March. But maybe she was unaware of what happened, except she did know what happened. Randall Burka II was involuntarily committed for mental health care in 2012. declared incapacitated, which bars him from possessing guns or ammunition. In March, Burka told the FBI that her son scared her and that he should be arrested and put in prison because she does not think the mental health treatment is working. At the time, the FBI said Michelle Burka had purchased 3 long guns and 1 handgun for her son, but she reported into the FBI. Is going to be what a lot of people are arguing. And yet she had already bought him 4 guns despite him being prohibited from owning them. She had every indication of knowing that he was prohibited. It wasn't until his behavior hit a more troubling spot that she notified authorities and thought he should be imprisoned. And this isn't the only example. The Club Q shooter in Colorado Springs had all kinds of threatening behavior prior to his attack, but no one used the red flag law for him, and they have him. Not the police, not his family, nobody. A red flag law, which is, you know, unconstitutional. But in order for it to work, it would require everybody to read the situation correctly the same way, which isn't likely to happen. Some people would use a red flag law or a red flag report to settle a score. And that's already been seen at least once in the fact that many people who get hit with these orders aren't really a threat to anybody. And then you have a recipe for disaster. Especially since there's no reason to think this woman and people like her won't still buy guns for people under such orders in the first place. There are a couple of ways we could actually, you know, make this better. But we do far better to take the steps that would work against the people exhibiting the bad behavior than to, you know, quit. And we should quit pretending that red flag laws are the answer. Now we're going to segue a little bit. According to Illinois Governor J.R. Pritzker, non-citizens can now become police officers in Illinois. And this was signed over the objection of the biggest police union in the state, which called it a potential crisis of confidence in law enforcement, which, by the way, we already have. And we get foreign nationals who are legally authorized under federal law to work in the United States, or any federal national who is a foreign national, against whom immigration action has been deferred by U.S. citizenship and immigration services under the federal deferred action for childhood arrivals process, but who is authorized to possess a firearm, can now apply to become a police officer in Illinois. The reason? Well, the CPD, alongside with many other departments, is hemorrhaging officers. And it's all happening faster than they can get qualified applicants to apply for the job. And some of the reasons for this include defunding of the police. But this becomes what George Bush referred to as a job that an American won't do. So on this, Cheap Labor Republicans and Pathway to Citizenship Democrats agree. And the wider immigration issue is directly related to the single issue of the right to keep and bear arms. Even though none of the gun rights groups want to talk about the threat. And the crisis is more than a potential, and it covers a lot more than confidence in law enforcement. As was noted in a January Firearm News article about a similar development in Nevada, foreigners will be empowered to arrest American citizens at gunpoint on U.S. soil, as disagreement edict enforcers should any run afoul of Silver State infringements, like registration precursor and private sale banning, universal background checks, due process denying guilty until proven innocent extreme risk protection orders, and their own bump stock ban. also noted is that according to the Constitution, all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. Now, how this can be done without any conflict of loyalty or understanding is pretty much left unexplained. They have not yet become citizens and renounced prior allegiances, yet they'll still be swearing an oath to the Constitution. And they'll all be authorized to employ the full continuum of violence against citizens to enforce all laws, including gun laws. And it's tough enough with the domestic-only ones inclined to obey any order without questioning their lawfulness. What kind of restraint can we expect from mercenaries who do not come from a Bill of Rights culture, but from some despotic and impoverished areas of the world where a totalitarian government dictates what privileges it will recognize and what obedience it demands? And also enjoying exemptions relating to firearms and authorizing certain law enforcement officers and retired law enforcement officers to carry certain concealed weapons in certain circumstances that are withheld from the people. And then there comes the question of their background checks. Now, how complete can they be? Where do the records come from, and what audits have been performed to ensure system integrity? And how do we know that it is comprehensive and uncompromised? Are we going to go by some other regime's filing system? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, one thing that you should do in for your day today is think about training. You should think about dry firing. You should be doing these things. But when on the times when you go to a class, these are the things that you should be looking for in an instructor. Okay? Number one. Oh, where is it? Okay. Your instructor, there's going to be a variety of guns there. One of the best instructors I've ever dealt with in the business is Steve Fisher of Sentinel Concepts. Steve is one of those guys that can literally shoot any gun made, and he can shoot it well. And he can shoot guns that are out there that... They will range, and some of them will be very, very expensive. They will cost so much money, it'll be ridiculous. On the other hand, he can shoot things that are the budget guns as well. So, familiarity with all the gun brands, that's something to seek out. And if you don't have that, be aware of that. Then, that's good. That's what a good instructor should do. The familiarity with all the gun brands. Most of the firearm instructors out there, they get the certification through the NRA. And, you want these guys to develop or follow up with their curriculum by continuing education. This may be learning new techniques, better way of doing things, teaching techniques, better information, more accurate information, things like that. And this happens with every kind of professional and every kind of profession known to man. Nobody graduates from anything ever, and 25 years later, they're never at the top of the game unless they stay in continuing education all the way through their professional life. Doctors have to do it all the time. Surgeons especially have to do it. Firearm instructors should do it as well. A firearms instructor should participate in continuing education every 2 years. And you should find out if they have, or if they do. Whoever you train with, this should be a small business. So if you have a firearm instructor like Tactical Response, or back to Steve Fisher, when Steve Fisher does a class, most of the time Steve Fisher does not have a training facility. Which is, it's an interesting thing, because if you look at Tactical Response, which is a training facility, which is, was James Yeager's training facility, and is now, with the passing of James Yeager, it is Rebecca Yeager's training facility. Tactical Response, which is the training facility, the last one I graduated from, it has a variety of guns to loan to a student. Steve Fisher, who travels to classes, to teach classes, he has a variety of guns to loan students in the class. This is an investment in the small business, and what this is this enables students to come to him and take a class if they don't own a pistol. That is a very good investment in a business. If you can take someone and enable them to take the class, well then, they may end up buying a gun and coming back to another class. And they should also advertise. Advertising does not have to be very expensive. I mean, there's different ways to advertise. You can spend as much as you want to spend or spend none. And there's some way to advertise. And insurance. Most are going to, they're going to require some sort of insurance before they're going to let you get on their facility. And they have to look professional. They, you know, they need to look the part. Right? Now, what you don't want is you don't want to get up there at an old shooting table held together by duct tape, a few staples with things falling off of it, and getting out there and trying to demonstrate something. Because you're creating a first impression. Now, there's a difference between using equipment that looks shabby and old and in disrepair versus using equipment that you've broken in. So you do want that, and at the same time you need to maintain the professional appearance. If they don't have that, you need to maybe think about going to something else. If you go to a class, and this once again, we'll look back at Fisher, who's the traveling, he's the traveling instructor and Tactical Response. In any class, the class needs to be designed where it's all about you. So what you don't want to see, like Steve will get out there and he will demonstrate what he's trying to do, but he's not out there to try to impress us with the shooting, which we're already impressed with the shooting. I mean, the reason, I don't need to be impressed by Steve's skill. Steve's skill is superhuman. I mean, he is so good, it's pathetic. But I didn't go to the class to watch Steve shoot. I went to the class for Steve to teach me how to shoot like Steve shoots. The other thing I didn't go to class for are war stories. I didn't go for war stories. So, but in any event, whatever's going on, the student has got to come first. And if you are the student and everything else, you deserve the pass. And what's happening is, like with Steve, in Steve's case, Steve operates, and most of the people that train with Steve are advanced shooters. But the way Steve operates is Steve is he's always back behind the shooting line, and he's walking up and down the shooting line the entire time. If it's a 5-shot string, he'll be up and down the line twice. He's looking. Then, after everybody's holstered, then he goes and looks at the target. Because what he's looking for is he's looking for where you're hitting and how close to each shot, each, you know, you're grouping. And then he makes a determination. Most of the time, like in a red dot class, he'll tell you how many clicks to go or whatever it is. But he's always ready. He's always professional and he's always set. He's not up there trying. You want somebody that's going to make you the focus. He's not interested in shooting for you. He's interested in you shooting better. And that, you know, that's what makes and tactical response. Now, tactical response, on the other hand, has a multi-instructor setup, and they've got guys on your firing line. You've got an individual guy on your firing line every time you go to the firing line. And he's critiquing everything you're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But here's the main thing. The main thing here is to go out and train. Training is the best thing for you as far as carrying a concealed weapon and you being ready to, you know, the reps are what you're looking for. You're looking for repetitive action. You're looking for things that you can do that you can get into the muscle memory. All of this you can do in a weekend of training, a two-day class, a one-day class, whatever it is. If you're shooting 700 rounds in that afternoon, you're doing good. A class is good. You should get out and train with your concealed carry weapon. Because as I go away, remember this one thing. You're supposed to be carrying that everywhere you can go. You're supposed to be staying awake and aware at all times. Because in the event that you have to do something, there's going to be nobody coming. There's going to be nobody to save you but you. This means that you have to react. And you can react best if you've gone out and trained, put in the reps, made that difference. I'll be back next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.